And begin to sense how you're making contact with the floor this morning. Sense how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid-back and lower back is resting. Very gently roll your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Sense the movement of rolling your head to each side. And then bring your head back to the center. And just take a moment to bring your awareness and attention onto your rib cage, recalling last week how you observed along the sides if one side feels shorter in the rib cage area than the other. On top of your ribs, the lower ribs, and just feel that one side feels higher than the other. And if one side feels higher, is that the same side that feels also shorter or longer? Now roll to your side and you're going to come up to a sitting position and you're going to sit with your right leg bent in front of you and your left leg bent behind you. And you're going to lean on your right hand somewhere next to you. That's it. And now with your left hand, place your left hand on the top of your head and begin to do a movement of starting to tilt your head a little bit to the left and to the right. So you're not turning your head, your face stays forward, but you're tilting your head. So it means like your right ear comes towards the right shoulder, and then you tilt the left ear towards the left shoulder. And see if you can do the movement small so that you just do the movement with your head to begin with, your head and your neck. So you're just feeling the movement all happen up in your neck. And just observe if it's easier to tilt your head to the right or to the left. Now bring your awareness and attention into your rib cage area and begin to start letting your ribs participate in the movement and see if that changes the way that you do the movement. That's it. So pay attention to the left side of your body. And as you tilt your head to the left side gets shorter. And as you tilt your head to the left side gets longer. That's it. Okay, and rest on your back. Come up to sitting again, and this time your left leg will be bent in front of you, and your right leg is bent behind you, and you lean on your left hand. Place your right hand on top of your head, and in this configuration, begin to tilt your head a little bit to the left and to the right, and just begin by having the movement solely in your neck. Just feel how easy it is to tilt, let's say, the left ear down to the left shoulder, and then the right ear towards the right shoulder. Now begin to bring in the rib cage, participating with the movement, and pay attention to your right side. So notice as you tilt your head to the left, the right side of your ribs open up and expand. And as you tilt your head to the right side of your ribs come together and shorten. That's it. And just do the movement a few more times. And as you continue to do the movement, pay attention to the other side, the left side. Good. And rest on your back. So roll to your side again, bring yourself up to sitting with your right leg bent in front of you, left leg is bent behind you, and this time you're leaning on your right forearm. So from the elbow down to the palm of your hand, and it's parallel to your hips. That's it. Place your left hand on top of your head, and continue this idea of starting to tilt your head to the left and to the right, feeling what happens in your rib cage. Bring your awareness onto the left side of your ribs and feel as you bring your left elbow to the left, you actually squeeze the ribs together and they shorten. And as your left elbow moves away from you up towards the ceiling, the left side of your ribs open up and expand. That's it. As you continue to do the movement a few more times, begin to sense if there's anything happening in your pelvis. And now just pause, bringing yourself up to a sitting position and just rest in sitting. And now bend your left leg in front of you and bend the right leg behind you. Bring yourself down onto your left forearm. And again, really make sure that, we'll say, your left elbow and the left side of your hip joint are lined up. That's it. Place your right hand on top of your head. And once again, start to tilt your head to the left and to the right. Begin to facilitate the movement through your rib cage and your torso. Again, you're not turning, but you're tilting. So your face stays directed forward. And you're tilting, that's it. Your right ear down towards your right shoulder and the left ear towards the left shoulder. Again, observe, is there any movement happening in your right hip joint, or is it all just happening in the rib cage? Continue the movement and think about, as you bring your right elbow down towards your right side, that your right hip lifts to meet your right elbow. So the right elbow and the right hip joint come towards one another Feel the shortening of the right side of your ribs as you do this. That's it. And lie on your back and rest. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. Sit with your right leg bent in front of you and the left leg bent behind you. Gently lean on your right hand. And this time, just begin the movement of starting to shift your weight from your right sit bone to your left. So what do you need to do to shift your weight from one sit bone to the other, staying in this configuration? That's it. Feel what you need to do. That's in the pelvis. So if you start to lift slightly the right knee, it brings more weight onto the left sit bone. That's it. And then as you lower the right knee back down and the left side of your buttocks comes away from the floor, you bring the weight onto the right sit bone. That's it. So feel how you can go back and forth. That's it. Pause for a moment in sitting. So you can change over your legs and bring your left leg bent in front of you. And now bring your right leg bent behind you. Lean comfortably on your left hand. And begin to shift your weight now back and forth. From the right hip joint to the left hip joint. Again, to bring weight onto the right hip joint, the left knee starts to lift. And then as you lower the left knee, you bring weight over there onto the left hip joint. And it doesn't have to be a really big movement. In fact, it's quite a bit of a small movement. Just really feeling that's it, how you shift your weight inside your pelvis. That's it. Okay, and rest on your back again. Roll to your side and come up to sitting again. Have your left leg bent in front of you. The right leg is bent behind you. And please lean down on your left forearm. Again, that's the area from your elbow to your palm of your hand. Make sure your left elbow and the left hip joint are lined up. And now bring your right arm straight up towards the ceiling. So the fingertips are pointing towards the ceiling. And as much as possible, your arm is straight. Look up towards your fingertips and begin to start directing your right arm behind you. Continue to have your eyes and your head follow the movement only as far as it's comfortable. Whenever you need to lower your right arm and take a break, that's fine. That's it. And for right now, we'll say you need to keep your knees forward, staying in contact with the floor. So feel what needs to happen with the right side of your rib cage, how it begins to twist and rotate behind you to follow your right arm. Okay, pause for a moment, rest in sitting. Bring yourself back into the same position. So your left leg is bent in front of you and the right leg is bent behind and you're leaning on the left forearm. Bring your right arm up towards the ceiling. And again, think about how can you bring your right arm behind you. Follow the movement with your head and your eyes. Think about what needs to happen in your chest. What needs to happen with your sternum? That's it. Sense if you're holding your breath, and if you are, see if you can do a smaller movement so that you can continue to breathe freely. Okay, and rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting, and this time your right leg is bent in front of you. It means you'll lean on your right forearm, and your left leg is bent behind you. And really bring an awareness to where you place your right forearm. So just for a moment, we'll explore the different possibilities, because several of you are doing really strange things. Some of you are clenching your fists and your wrists. Some of you have your arms somewhat turned and the palm is not flat on the floor. So first of all, establish where your right hip joint is. And establish that your right elbow is lined up and that your palm is resting on the floor. And now see how far you have the right elbow away from you. So the further it's away from you, the more you come into a lying down position. And if you bring the right elbow closer to you, you're in a more sitting up position. That's it. So take a moment to explore where you actually place that right elbow and forearm that you really can weight bear on it. That's it. Okay. Now raise your left arm up towards the ceiling. Direct your face and your eyes towards the fingertips and begin to start directing your left arm behind you. Again, make sure that your eyes and your face follow your left hand. That's it. Now, for all of you, I think that feels a little bit different because you need to have your right arm and shoulder joint in a place where you feel confident to weight bear so that you can allow your torso to turn around itself. That's it. Now this next time, allow your left arm to go back as far as it can. Keep it there and then begin to bring your face forward again so that you look down towards the floor and then you take your nose and your eyes all the way back towards your left hand. So you're making an arc type movement with your face of looking down towards the floor and then all the way back towards your left hand. Good. Okay, rest on your back. Come up to sitting, this time with your left leg bent in front of you and the right leg bent behind you. Lean on your left forearm. And again, take the time to really find this place with your left elbow where you can securely weight bear on it. That's it. So if you're too, I'll give you some clues. If you're too far away from yourself, there will be a sense of collapsing. So you're not really in a lying down position. You really want to be at a diagonal. Okay, raise your right arm up towards the ceiling and start to bring your right arm behind you. Again, letting your face and your eyes follow the movement of your right arm. This next time, leave the right arm behind you and then begin to turn your face and your eyes forward, directing them towards the mat and looking down towards your left hand and then looking back up towards your right hand. That's it. And now the next time that your eyes meet your right hand, bring them both forward again and back a few times. And actually bring the right arm forward all the way down to the floor. And just notice again what happens with your torso and your ribs. And then start to lift your right arm away from the floor and bring it behind you. The whole time your eyes and your face are following the movement of your right arm and hand. That's it. Great. And let that go and rest on your back. Take a moment to sense how you're resting on the floor now. Observe how you're breathing, how your breath travels down into the rib cage. Can you feel how your ribs actually expand and move just from your breath? Bring yourself up to sitting again. Your left leg is bent in front of you and the right leg is bent behind you. You're leaning on your left forearm again. That's it. And this time you're going to place your right hand on top of your head and begin to do a movement of starting to fold yourself, in a sense, diagonally forward. So you direct the right elbow down towards your left knee. That's it. And again, sense what happens in your rib cage and with your spine. First, bring your attention onto the right side and feel what does the right side of the rib cage need to do so you can bring your right elbow forward towards your left knee. That's it. Great. Now pause for a moment. Bring yourself up to a sitting position that's comfortable. Now once again, have your left leg bent in front of you and bend the right leg behind you. Lean on the left forearm. This time, turn your face up towards the ceiling. And once your face is directed towards the ceiling, place your right hand on top of your head. And in this position now, you're going to begin to direct the right elbow down towards your right hip joint. So you're folding yourself more to the side. So your face does not turn forward, but in fact, your face turns towards your right hip joint. Because you start with your face towards the ceiling. That's it. Begin to notice what's happening with your right hip joint. And as you bring the right elbow down towards the right hip joint, feel how the right hip joint brings itself towards your right elbow. And then feel how when you bring the right elbow back up towards the ceiling, how the whole side lengthens, the right hip joint moves away from the elbow. That's it. Let that go and rest on your back. Come up to sitting and have your right leg bent in front of you. Bend your left leg behind you and lean on your right forearm. Allow your face to be directed forward. Place your left hand on top of your head. And begin to direct your left elbow forward down towards your left knee. So you're folding yourself in front of yourself, which requires the spine and the ribcage to twist. As it bends, your chest needs to soften. Sense how you're breathing. Do you fold yourself when you take a breath, or do you fold yourself on the exhale? That's it. And notice there's actually two ways to fold yourself like this. One way is, in fact, you keep the right leg down on the floor and you bring the right elbow and your head forward as you round yourself. That's it. I think I said right elbow, I meant left elbow. And then the other way that some of you are doing it is that when you go to fold yourself, you're lifting the right knee away from the floor to meet the left elbow. And in fact, you round yourself backwards. So try both ways and just notice the difference. What happens when you lift that at the right knee and you round your back backwards? Feel how that's different than when you direct the left elbow all the way forward and you round forward. Neither way is right or wrong, but they access the use of yourself in a different way. Notice if one of the ways feels more familiar to you. Okay, rest on your back. Come up to sitting again with your right leg bent in front of you and the left leg bent behind. Lean on your right forearm. Turn your face up towards the ceiling. And once your face is up towards the ceiling, you bring the left hand around your head, the back of your head. And this time you start to direct your left elbow down towards your left knee. So not the right knee, but the left knee. That's it. Feel how the left side of your ribs shorten and how the left hip lifts to meet the left elbow. Again, really pay attention to your face because many of you start to bring your face in front of you again. So if that happens, turn your face up towards the ceiling again Reposition your hand. So think of your face looking directly towards your left hip joint when you fold yourself. That's it. And then sense what happens when your left elbow comes away from the left side. Can you take it further behind you? Can you allow the left side of your rib cage to lift and open up? And feel what that means when you weight there on the right shoulder. That through the lifting of the left side of the rib cage, it actually lessens the feeling of too much weight on your right forearm and elbow. That's it. Great. Rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again in the same configuration, so your right leg is bent in front of you, left leg is bent behind you, and you're leaning on your right forearm. Bring your left arm straight up towards the ceiling as you did earlier. And this time, as you begin to direct your left arm behind you, start to allow both of your knees to lift away from the floor, as if they might actually come up to a standing position. That's it. Make sure that your head and your eyes follow the movement of your left hand. And then you can continue the movement by bringing the left arm forward, coming all the way in front of you to come down to the mat. As you start to lift it away from the floor and your head and your eyes follow, your spine and your chest rotate. Your knees begin to lift away from the floor. They come to a standing tight position. And then they tilt back down. That's it. Great. And as you do the movement just a few more times, really pay attention to what's happening inside your pelvis and with each hip joint. Okay, rest again on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting again. This time your left leg is bent in front of you. The right leg is bent behind you and you lean on your left forearm. Direct your right arm up towards the ceiling. And once again, as you start to take the right arm now behind you, you follow with your face and your eyes. Both knees begin to lift away from the floor, bringing the feet up to a standing position. And then you bring your right arm all the way around, forward, down to the floor. Perhaps you could imagine as if you're drawing an arc around yourself. Sense how you're breathing as you're doing the movement. That's it. And really only go as far as it's comfortable. Again, sense and notice what's happening with your hip joints. Sense how you go from being weight-bearing on the left hip joint, and then you start to shift to the right hip joint as you bring the right arm up and behind you. That's it. Let that go and rest on your back. Bring yourself up to sitting. Your right leg is bent in front of you and the left leg is bent behind you, leaning on your right forearm. And now turn your face up towards the ceiling so that you think of your chin now is directed towards the ceiling. And with your left hand, get a hold of your chin. So actually just hold the chin very lightly with your fingertips. And begin to think of directing your left elbow back further away from you, arcing away from you, and then bring the left elbow forward, arcing it in front of you as it holds on to your chin. So allow the left elbow to direct the movement. That's it. So when your left elbow comes forward, you feel the ribs soften. And when you take the left elbow arced behind you, your chest lifts and opens with a rotation. That's it. Notice if the movement's any different by you holding onto your chin. It looks like for several of you it's quite different than when you have the left arm straight up to the ceiling. So feel as you hold onto the chin, does your sternum start to lift up towards the ceiling as the left elbow comes up and behind you? And again, does that make it easier and more comfortable as you wait there on your right forearm? Yeah, good. Okay, rest on your back. Come up to sitting with your left leg bent in front of you. The right leg is bent behind you. Lean on your left forearm. Turn your face first up towards the ceiling. And now with the right hand, hold on to your chin. And begin to direct your right elbow up and back behind you, towards the ceiling and behind you. And then bring the right elbow forward, softening your chest. And again, feel what happens in your sternum, in the clavicles, by holding on to your chin. How they begin to lift as you take the right elbow behind you. That's nice. That's it. Great. Okay, and let it go and really rest on your back. Roll to your side and come up to sitting. Have your right leg bent in front of you and the left leg bent behind you. And this time you're going to actually lean on your left hand. Left hand. That's it. And now place your right hand on top of your head. And in this position, start to just tilt your head a little bit to the left and to the right. Allow your ribs and your torso to participate in the movement. So your right leg is bent in front of you. Right leg bent in front of you. Turn over your legs. Right leg is bent. Turn your right knee out. No, the total opposite. You're with the left leg bent in front. Switch your legs. Look at Liz. There you go. That's it. But now lean on your left hand. There you go. Now place the right hand up here. There you go, Tom. Now start to tilt yourself left and right. Feel how your weight shifts from one sit bone to the other. That's it. Now, change your hand so you can lower your right hand and rest it on the floor. And as we did earlier, place your left hand on top of your head. And now continue to tilt your head to the left and to the right, feeling how your whole spine and ribs arch to each side. So your weight bearing on your right hand now. And rest for a moment in sitting. Okay, one more time, come back to the right leg bent in front of you and the left leg bent behind. Lean on your right hand. Place the left hand on top of your head. And just do the movement a few more times, but really thinking of the movement being initiated through your rib cage and your torso. So your head and your left elbow become very, very light. Just see how far can you bend now to each side. How close together can you bring the ribs, and then how far apart can you open them up? That's it. Okay, rest on your back. Okay, one more time, come up to sitting. This time your left leg is bent in front of you, your right leg is bent behind you, but you lean on the right hand. That's it. Your left hand is on top of your head. And begin to gently tilt yourself to the left and to the right. Feel what happens in your hip joints, in your pelvis, in your rib cage. That's it. Just notice for a moment with yourself, do you involve turning or do you purely side bend? That's it. Now change over your hands. So keep your legs in that configuration. Lean on your right hand now, or excuse me, left hand. Place your right hand on top of your head and begin to tilt yourself to the left and to the right. Really feeling what happens in your ribs. And pay attention to the side that's lengthening. And the side that's opening and lengthening, think of yourself growing taller each time as you lengthen to the sides. That's it. And again, some of you pay attention if you have rotation involved with the side bending. So see if you can find a way to just purely side bend without involving the rotation so much. Okay, rest on your back. Begin to observe how you're making contact now with the floor, how each shoulder blade is resting, how your spine is resting on the floor. And really sense how the rib cage and torso area is feeling. Sense if you have a change of feeling of volume in the rib cage. Notice as you breathe in and exhale how your breath actually expands into all the ribs